This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Mikey on Joy.
We've got a brand new show coming for you today. It's Tom and hello, Mikey.
Ew, good morning, Tom. How are you feeling?
I just want to quickly point out something. I saw something on Facebook the other night that shook me to my core. Netflix used profanity as a marketing ploy and it worked, but it got me and the other middle-aged mothers riled up, I'll tell you what.
Really? You got all upset over a bit of language?
I saw a cuss word and I thought, Netflix, my trusted, my confidant, is just they posted cuss words. What do you think? As a marketing tactic,
I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, of course you do.
It got people talking. Look, what they wrote, it was a very warm day, and somebody had wrote, F-U-C-K, it's hot.
Yeah.
And people got really upset, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
Well, yeah, and did that upset you?
It shook me for a second, but I use cuss words occasionally.
Welcome, Melbourne. Welcome to Mikey, the 20-year-old virgin who gets really upset. So we thought today we should get to know Mikey, and we thought let's take him out last week. And nice little Italian boy. And what a shock to find out someone had never had Asian.
I've had little bits of bobs of Asian.
Everyone's had a little Asian, sweetheart. That kind of comes in the territory. Yeah.
I've never had dumplings before.
Oh, dumplings. That's what we had. So it spun you out a little bit, didn't it?
Well, yeah, everyone hypes them up big time. Like, you go out, oh, let's get dumplings.
Because it's a mouthful of goodness. It's like yummy that goes in your mouth and it just explodes with flavour and taste.
You can use that for any food. I mean, I use that for pizza all the time. And that's my main talking point.
Pizza does not explode. It doesn't go yummy and sling. It's just dry cardboard that just chews in your mouth.
What kind of pizza are you getting?
Well, remember, I'm an Aussie, so all my pizza comes from one of those 1-800 numbers.
You're the Armour Cane's pizza boy.
Is your mum a pizza maker? Is that an Italian stable? Do you wake up and she says, it's, you know, rice bubble pizza for breakfast.
Rice bubble pizza. Yeah, she's throwing the dough in the air at 6 a.m. as the rooster calls. No, she does make it for dinner a fair bit, though, and a bit of pasta.
Are you a dough chucker?
No, I would love to. I think I tried it once as some school thing. It was really weird. Never actually got that ethnic into it. Sometimes mum will make her own spaghetti, but that's a bit much, you know. I feel a bit pretentious Italian.
Oh, so you make your own pasta?
Mum does occasionally, yeah.
Oh, that's really good. And you don't get in there and help?
No. Italian boys don't help. We just sit and watch. Mum does everything for us.
And do you have, I remember we had Italian neighbours, and the favourite time was when tomato season happened and all the family used to come out and out the back. We used to cook bottles of tomatoes. Do you do all that?
No. Oh, okay. Mum did it as a kid.
Are you sure you're Italian?
I mean, this little weird mustache is kind
of
doing
it. Is there any
right?
grass in your backyard? Is it full of concrete?
It's full of concrete.
Yeah, so you're out.
We've got a front driveway and mum waters the concrete, not the plants.
Oh, so that hose the driveway.
Yeah.
That's really good. But I was thinking about that the other day, having a look. Your mum is so young.
You stalked my mum?
Well, I stalked your Facebook page. Of course I did.
Yeah. And mum just came into the mix.
Yeah.
Love that. Yes, she does look quite young. I've got some good genes. Though, found a wrinkle in my forehead the other day. I've been moisturising every single day for the last maybe a month. Found a single wrinkle. Can you see it?
No, but I do feel like coming across his bench and hitting you in the top of the head. Sweetheart, I'm 30. No, hang on. How old am I? I'm 50. You're 20.
Give or take 20 years. Yes.
That's disgusting. That's really gross.
Can you see it?
You don't have a wrinkle.
There's
shut up
wrinkle
and put a song on.
Yeah, all right.
Look, I'm very excited to get to know you, and I want to know your fears in life.
Yes.
So what are your fears? What are you scared of?
Deeply afraid of birds.
Oh, you're scared of a bird?
They're terrified. They got sharp beaks and the claws. Have you seen Alfred Hitchcock's Birds?
Of course. It's one of my favourite movies.
Well, yeah, that was one of my inspirations to be my fear.
Yeah. Oh, really? So at home, I've got chickens in my backyard. Do they scare you?
Big time. Yeah, chickens are the worst.
Oh, that would be my biggest. I can't wait. I'm bringing you over because I'm going to scare the hell out of you. I've got one that actually wants to jump up on your lap and it gets his eyes and it looks at you like that and you know it's about to eat something. Yeah. The other thing is it gets on my lap and it tries to eat all my freckles. So it just picks at my skin and I try to tell it it's called a freckle, mate. It's not a tick.
I don't like this.
But where I'm going at, because my big fear is snakes. Well, trouser snakes I'm fine with. Those creepy little serpents that crawl along the ground really upset me. But Because years ago I lived in the country, so yes. I brought my children up in the bush and we built our own house. And halfway in between building the house, I accidentally carried a snake in a doona into the house.
Oh,
so I had to make my children jump out the back window and run to the cubby house while I threw everything out of this little tiny house while we tried to get the snake out.
You're so manly.
No, I was scared hell. Let me go. But did you hear about some woman who was doing like a wee on the toilet?
Yes.
She was sitting down. And she, next minute, she felt something bite her, like sharp. And
yeah.
What would you do? Have you ever done that?
I've had a fly buzz around my head on the toilet, and I've fallen off the toilet once trying to swat at it. But I've never been in a life-threatening situation like she was. But it's bitter on the butt, and she's freaked out. I mean, there's something. What do you expect? That you're in the most vulnerable time of your life. Really, you're sitting on the toilet. I always think about this. This is the time for me to get murdered. If I'm on the toilet.
That is true. But see, look, you're in a cubicle here or a toilet, so you've got a door. What about when you're doing it in the bush? I mean, because we used to live in the bush and you have to squat down behind a boulder, and I used to go in there with a big giant stick and I bashed the whole area around it to make sure there's no snake going to be sitting under there. But, I mean, what if you could imagine doing like midstream and something coming up and biting you like that?
That's game over.
You'd be gone.
I wouldn't go to the toilet ever again. I'd bring a bucket to my room and I'd have mum take it out for me.
Well, I mean, I'm scared of snakes, and I have actually went to the zoo, and you know, and they let you hold one, and I thought I'll be really brave and I'll let them put this snake around my shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
3 seconds into it, I actually went to throw the snake across the room.
Of course.
And the guy's coming, don't grab it like that. All of a sudden, he just got me, I just go, get it off me. And I went ballistic,
As you would, that's terrifying.
So now we know what we're bringing in next week. I'm going to get you a canary for your 21st.
I will let you know if you do these things, I'm walking out. Quickly, you can find a new host.
Well, look, as you know, we're trying to get our new co-host, we're trying to get to know Mikey, our new co-host.
Yes.
So as you heard, I was stalking your social medias.
Of course.
Now, I'm going to do a bit of mother here on you. This is my 50-year-old mummy coming out on you. I saw that you were away at Phillip Island on the weekend.
Yeah, I was.
Having a lot of fun by the look of it.
Had plenty of fun.
So what I want to know is there was a few photos between and I could see you drinking. I could see your eyes getting hazy. The next minute, young man, in the nighttime, you were jumping off a wharf into water. Yeah, I'm sure 2 minutes before you had a Big Mac in your hand as well. So you broke two rules. You were drinking, swimming in the dark. Do you know when that sharks come? That's shark feeding time.
Yeah, that's why I started eating beforehand and throwing the Big Mac in the water that they'd have something to eat. Look, Mum never told me don't drink and then swim. She said don't eat and then swim. So I only broke one rule, really.
Yeah.
That's fine, right?
But so you honestly went swimming at night time.
Yeah, not my greatest moment. I will be real with you. But it was
hot. You know when that is when sharks do come in to feed?
Yeah.
You would have been drunk. You would have had no idea what was going on.
Yeah, and to top it off, I bumped myself into one of the beams in the water that was like barnacle infested.
I see, jumping off the pier and all the barnacles were around the wharf. And
there was a really strong current, which just makes it even worse. But it was really fun because you'd be floating down really fast. And I bumped into that and I started bleeding everywhere. So it probably attract the sharks even more.
That's when they do come. Because I'm a bit scared of sharks because when we used to live up in the beach.
Yeah.
One day I was out there and the kids. Of course, I never swam with the flags because I was too cool. I knew what I was doing. And I was sitting there next to me and I could see the fin. I'm like, oh my God, there's a shark in the water. And I'm trying to grab all the children and get them out while the other one's looking at the shark. So I picked him up and threw him closer to the shark. And then everyone got upset. Like, what are you throwing your kid? And I had to explain to him that I was a single parent. Now, if the shark ate me, those three would have ended up homeless living in a shelter. I said, I was trying to explain to him, that's good parenting. At least if the shark ate one of you, I can still take the other two home and feed you.
Oh, Tom, I wish you were my dad.
Well, it's okay. They're still alive. One's a doctor. I didn't do too bad. You know? And that wasn't the one I tried to feed to the shark either. Let me show you. I knew that one was going to be worth some money when she got older.
Yeah. No, you've done yourself proud. Did you hear about the raccoons that threw a party in a pool party at a Texas man's home?
I did, and I heard people got upset. I love the idea. I'm going to put a pool out just for raccoons. Except we don't have raccoons in this country. What am I going to end up with? Some possum.
Yeah, I was going to say a possum party.
I love a possum party.
At least that one rhymes. That's great. Yeah. Have you had any wild party stories?
Have I had any wild party stories?
Yeah, I know you do, but keep them tame. There are children listening and my dad listening.
So when I was 14, I gave my best friend a surprise party when my parents went away.
Yeah.
It was the first time I was ever left. And his older brother invited everyone from the local pub and we ended up having the biggest street party to the point that I gave some guy I didn't even know my keys to my parents' house, the police came, my neighbours dobbed me in, everything was broken. We put eggs in microwaves and we exploded them. The sinks were all clogged. Yeah, I've still paying it off now, like 45 years later, I'm still paying my parents back the money that I owe.
Paying your debts. My only party story that's not even anywhere near similar, it was my first birthday party, right? Big old Italian spiel. And as we're going to blow the candles, I think it was my brother that went to blow my candles out. And so as a one-year-old, I punched him in the face. But I think that's the rowdiest I've been to.
So that's the rowdiest you ever get?
Yeah.
See, I have a problem. I can't eat a cake if someone's blowing candles out over the top of it.
Yeah.
I just, in my mind, I just think of all that spit going all over it. And if I've had to eat it, I make sure I take the top off and I only eat the middle.
So for your kids' birthdays, do you get like a leaf blower out? And just...
No, like it's different. It was me and my children. It's okay. I'm talking when you're at just, you know, acquaintance's house. Yeah. I can't believe it. The worst thing you ever did was punch your brother when you're one.
I know. I'm not too rowdy.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey. Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.